You're listening to 91.5 FM and 102.3 FM. This is Brevard County's home for the very best in contemporary Christian and modern praise and worship music. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh Radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street in Merritt Island, Florida, and we want to thank you for joining us. Tonight is Youth Night at Merritt Assembly. 6:30 is when that meets. It meets in the fellowship hall. And if you've got young people, listen, Pastor Harley, our youth pastor, happens to be my son-in-law as well, but he is highly motivated to reach young people and not afraid to have a conversation about anything with anyone, anywhere, anytime. But he is really passionate about reaching young people to try and prevent them from some of the mistakes that are so popular in our society. And I know young people think that they're invincible. They got all the time in the world, but history has taught me that that may not always be the case. And so we need to make the most of the opportunity that God has given to us. So if you've got young people, get them into the house of God. Get them into a relationship, a thriving relationship with Jesus, a place where they can become better followers of Jesus. It's not about this is not about a Thursday night babysitting service. This is about a service where they come and they grow in their faith and they become young men and young ladies with a passion for Jesus Christ. So that's tonight at 6:30. Hopefully you'll bring some of your young people out to that. 7th through 12th grade, 6:30 p.m. Also want to say thank you to the folks at Wyrick Air. Pastor Dennis, he's the owner of that, Dennis and Carla. They pastor a church in Geneva, but they also are passionate about taking care of people's air conditioning systems, their heating systems, and electrical problems. Wyrick Air has been based in Brevard County for 50 years. They work in residential settings, light commercial settings, and even provide emergency service when necessary. And that happened a lot during this cold snap earlier this year. They strive to provide their customers with the best service possible at an affordable price. So a great resource for you if you are looking for that. Their phone number, should you decide that you need their services, 321-632-9538. Is how you can get in touch with them. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They're centrally located. They bring the values of the kingdom to their business as well. And they take care of my AC situations. They take care of the churches. And they are great, great people. We had to have an electrical shutoff replaced after the cold snap. It didn't survive. The cold weather, and so they came out and took care of that. We're thankful for their expertise and their skill and their believing in the Refresh Radio program. Wyrick Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H Air. Their license number is CAC 182-1309, and we thank them for believing in the Refresh Radio program. Going to go back to Matthew chapter 18. Yesterday we were talking about the power of agreement, and where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. I wanted to just make sure that I reemphasized that if a thing is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses, the most important voice of those two or three is what God has to say. So we had a situation, I think it was a little over a year ago, maybe right around this time, where someone called us from out of state. They had a desperate prayer request. They had been to the doctor. They had received a horrible diagnosis, and they were calling and asking us to pray. So my wife and I, we were there. It was the three of us on a call, and this verse came up, or the fact that a thing is established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. That's what we were talking about. And I told that person, well, the doctor that you went to, they have expressed their diagnosis. I said, but it's, as a believer, the voice that we want to hear is what God has to say. And so until God speaks in that situation, I'm going to respect his opinion, but I'm not going to accept that as the final answer until God has his say in that. And I'd never said that before, and it still remains the only time that I've ever felt led of the Spirit to say that during a personal conversation. So this individual went, they got another doctor's opinion, and that doctor's opinion invalidated everything that the first diagnosis had been. And I tell you what we did. We praised God. We celebrated the fact that God's word, it wasn't that we were celebrating that the original diagnosis was wrong. We were celebrating that God had spoken to the situation, and his word changes everything. By his word, he spoke everything into creation, everything into existence. And by his word, we have faith, and that word penetrates into our innermost being. And so we are thankful. So make sure that you come into agreement with God's word. There are a lot of people in modern society that have a lot of opinions, a lot of people in church that have modern opinions, and those opinions don't line up with the word of God. I tell you what we should do with beliefs like that is we need to change our beliefs to align with the word of God. And I heard a person talking about their career. It was someone in the media, I believe it is, and they were describing, hey, I intend on them carrying me out on my shield when I get done with this. And I don't know that I would do that for their type of career, but I tell you what, when it comes to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm not just going to believe when I was 9. I'm not just going to believe when I was 6. I'm going to believe God and believe in his word right until that time where it no longer requires belief. It requires that the environment has changed, and I'm now getting to experience that relationship with God to myself. So one last announcement here before we get to Matthew 18:21. Danny Duvall will be with us Sunday morning, 10:30. You don't want to miss it. Make sure that you put that on your calendar. He is an anointed man of God, a person of truth. He is passionate about Jesus, passionate about prayer, passionate about evangelism, passionate about the word of God, passionate about building people up. And I'm telling you, this will be one of the best opportunities that you have to hear a timely message. I want to encourage you to be at Merit Assembly of God Sunday morning, March the 15th. So Matthew 18:21, we've talked to you about this. We haven't covered everything in this chapter, but we have, since verse number 10, been talking about that the latter part of this chapter emphasizes when a person sins, when a brother sins against another brother. And verse number 21 causes us to come face to face with a question that Peter has. Then Peter came to him, Jesus, and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times." Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, one was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was not able to pay, his master commanded that he be sold with his wife and children and all that he had, and that payment be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, 'Master, have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' Then the master of that servant," here's what brought us here, "was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt. But that servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii, and he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, 'Pay me what you owe.' So his fellow servant fell down at his feet and begged him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you all.' And he would not, but went and threw him into prison till he should pay the debt. So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were grieved and came and told their master all that had been done. Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, just as I had pity on you?' And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him. So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses." So in our discussion thus far about being moved with compassion here in the New Testament, we have seen that Jesus was moved with compassion as he recognized the reality and the vulnerability of the people of Israel. We have seen that he was moved with compassion to heal. He was moved with compassion to provide supernatural resources. But here in these verses, 21 through 35, we're going to see that Jesus was moved with compassion. The master here was moved with compassion to forgive. If you ever want to know what brought Jesus to the cross, it was compassion. It moved him from the throne to a manger, to a carpenter's home, to a ministry, to a cross, to a tomb, to a resurrection, and to an ascension. Because he had compassion for you and I, because he wants to forgive us. I know that that doesn't fit the modern version that God is an angry, out-of-touch old man who just doesn't understand modern society and is looking for a reason to do away with humanity. I want you to know that's not true. He's moved with compassion because he wants to forgive. There's a second aspect to this compassion, though, and is this, that the compassion that moves God on our behalf should also move us to act in compassion toward those around us. So let's move up to verse number 21, and then we'll dive into this throughout the process. Peter's the one that initiates the conversation. And to be honest, Peter operates from a standard that is much more generous than many people would. He said, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? And then he says this, up to seven times. I know a lot of people that don't even believe in second chances. They don't believe in third chances or fourth chances, and certainly not fifth, sixth, or seventh chances. Now, I will also say this. There are people who have been given so many chances, and what I found about this is Peter is identifying that this is a sin that has impacted Peter. How often shall my brother sin against me? I don't know that he's talking about his brother Andrew here, but I think that he's talking about those neighbors, those family members, those that were in close relationship, and they do something that violates covenant. And he says, how many times do I get to sin? And I've heard some commentators say that this is talked about in a daily basis. And Jesus responds, and he says, it's not up to seven times, but up to 70 times seven. Now, I want you to understand that it's not that we are counting, okay, there's one, there's two, there's 100, there's 200, there's 400, there's 450, there's 470, 480, 489. The next time is the last time I've got, that's not what's being described here. Jesus is saying that forgiveness is supposed to be readily available. And if you look in 1 Corinthians 13, you'd see that Paul says, love keeps no records of wrongs. All of us have hit rough patches in our relationships with family members and spouses. And I'll tell you one. This doesn't involve my family here in Florida at all. I was on the phone and had a conversation with one of my family members and hung up, and they pocket dialed me right back. And I could hear, they didn't realize that they had called me back. And I could hear everything that they were saying. And it was hurtful. And at that moment, this is what God said to me. Hang up the phone. They didn't even know they'd called me. He said, hang up the phone. You don't need to listen to that. You know that you have said things in private, and you just need to let that go. And I, at that point in time, I said, yes, sir. And I did. I hung up the phone and continue to love on those family members for as long as I can. Will not change my relationship with them. And, you know, if the more time you spend with family, the more time you are going to be exposed to incidents in their life where God is bringing imperfections and blemishes to the surface so that they can be dealt with. And so many times we're going to be reluctant witnesses to God's refining process in a person's life. So Jesus is saying, whenever that happens, you're supposed to continue to have compassion on them, to see their sins forgiven. And, you know, I'll say this. We have a lot more imperfections than what we care to admit. I was thinking about this before I came into the radio studio today, and I was thinking about Moses, and Moses was like, God, you can't use me. I've already tried and failed in the past, and you know, I've been disconnected. They won't believe me when I show up and say that we've had this encounter. And, you know, God, I've never been really good at my speaking. And you probably just need to find somebody else. And I had this thought, because Moses is not the only one that gives God a list of reasons why we cannot be the person he's looking for. And, you know, this is just how my brain works, how my ability to hear God. And as I was running off of those list of Moses's reasons, I could almost hear God say, you think that's all that disqualifies you? You think that that's all of the flaws that you've got? You think that those are all of the reasons that I couldn't use you? The list is a lot longer than that. All of us have a lot more blemishes than what we care to acknowledge. We have a lot more problems and inadequacies and limitations. It's not about our limitations. It's about God's lack of limitations. That his ability overrides and supersedes all of our weaknesses. And so the reason for Moses to say yes had nothing to do with he was qualified. It wasn't necessarily that he was available. It was that God chose him, God called him, God knew where to find him, and said, I can more than compensate for all of your failings. And so that's why we've got to constantly maintain a lifestyle of compassion, for us to demonstrate that, not just to be a recipient of it, but to be a dispenser as well. So, we'll start here in verse number 23. Clock is ticking. We're not going to get very far. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. We are stewards. The relationship here is not one of two business people. The relationship here is a king and one of the king's servants. Actually, it has to do with all of his servants. And all of us are going to be called before God to settle our accounts. And that is what was being discussed here, was what the servants owed the king. I will tell you that Jesus paid the price on the cross, not because the devil was owed a debt, but because the Father was. When we sin, it grieves the heart of God. It violates our covenant with the Holy One. The price Jesus paid on the cross was to settle our account of sin with the Father. And as we will see here in this passage, there are a lot of different degrees of sin. The quantity may differ. Sometimes the intensity of it may differ. But the price for all of it was the same, and that was separation from the king, the master. And I would be doing you an injustice if I told you that there was not a day of reckoning ahead. So, when I was in business, I knew that there were managers and general managers and not just of the shoe store that I worked for, but the department store that I worked for. In fact, one of the shoe stores that I worked in, they had a grand opening. It was a Dillard's department store, and Mr. Dillard himself, the founder of the department store, was coming. He was touring this brand new facility. It was fancy. It was, they'd spent a lot of money on it, and I believe it's been torn down now. So, you know, if you're focusing on things in this life, that you got to recognize they don't have, any really real endurance. And, walking with him as he toured the department store was the president of the shoe company that I worked for. And he came into the stock room because Mr. Dillard decided he wanted to buy a pair of shoes. I can still tell you to this day the manufacturer and the size he was looking for. And the supervisor came in and said, look, this is the man that we've got to make sure is happy. And let me handle this transaction, because we want to make sure that we take care of Mr. Dillard. And just to close out the, so he did. Fortunately, we had the size. It was a discontinued shoe that he was looking for, but it was a very nice shoe. And it was a transaction that went well. The funny part of the transaction was this. When it came time to ring up the sale, he said, hold on, I've got to get the credit card from my wife. Here was a man who was worth millions of dollars, who literally owned the store. And he said, hold on, I got to go get my credit card from my wife. I was like, that's hilarious. Folks, we have a good God who loves us. He's moved with compassion. He's not looking for a reason to separate us from himself, but he does require settling our accounts. Let's be ready to meet Jesus at any time. You have a great Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw.com. Realty.com. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.